muffins.
It's time for Fletcher's Froth and Facts Thursdays with thanks to the Royal Albert Hotel near Favreau Street, Surrey Hills. Now, back to Gibbo, Brooksy and the other two.
Oh, it's very good. So, Drew, very good. Fun fact, spelling muffins backwards is what you do when you take them out of the oven. Sniff them. Ah, Drew.
Stop the fight.
Brilliant, my friend. Brilliant.
Dear.
You got one, Ads?
Yeah, I got one. So, it's high heels were originally worn by men. In the 10th century, men in Europe adopted a now gendered fashion choice of heels to make it easier to ride horses. The Persian cavalry wore inch-high heels, and the trend spread to Europe since they showed that the wearer owned and maintained horses. High heels became associated with the upper class.
Ah, and the makeup too. The upper class used to wear the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Amadeus, roughly Amadeus.
I think that was to do with the fact that their skin was a bit slim, dusty, and they had to cover up a lot.
Oh, why? What was this going on? What's going on with this skin?
A few undetected diseases floating around, especially around the French aristocracy.
Oh, scurvy.
In the day, yes. So they wore a lot of makeup, and apparently their palaces were just horrible joints. They used to go to the toilet anywhere and everything like that. It was just full on.
Anyway, you can imagine.
Sounds like 2 SM. Okay, I have one here. 10% of all sheep. Okay, by some estimates, almost 10% of rams prefer to mate with other rams rather than females. Did you know that?
Kinky.
Hence the word ram. It's hardwired rather than learned behaviour.
Okay.
Didn't know that?
No. Didn't know that at all. But now we do.
Any beetle facts? Because we're talking about beetles.
Beetles?
The beetles.
Christmas beetles.
Well, you don't see them.
They are everywhere at the moment.
Okay, well, me and my mates were discussing this. They've gone from Bondi.
Eastern suburbs.
None.
Well, they just like to hang around normal people, don't they? So they don't go to Bondi.
We used to have them all the time. Christmas beetles.
Until Jason Donovan moved in.
That's right.
Now I just don't want a part of it.
But they're gone. I don't know where they used to be flying around.
They're everywhere. Everywhere up where.
You got ticks too, don't you?
Yeah. Big lot of ticks on the northern beaches. Grassy wetlands around the joint.
We might see some because they love the heavy spring rains and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So.
Because of La Nina.
Ticks or beetles.
La Nina.
Or both. The beetles, so you're not across the doco just yet?
At all.
I'm 1 hour from the finish. I've gone through 7 hours of it. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. A lot of facts in there that you learned.
Mm. Because where does it pick up from?
Picks up from when they get into the studio in Twickenham for the recordings of what they hope to be a TV special and a new album and a movie and all of these things, because they want to go back into the public eye, because they didn't perform live for a very long time until, like, I think 1966, they stopped performing live, became a studio band. And then they decided they wanted to do a TV special, so they got this director in, I think the son of Orson Welles, in to look after that. And then it turned into a bit of a disaster because they were trying to rehearse in a studio that they hated. George Harrison walked out. They get that.
They're blowing.
They're blowing, yeah. But they're in a very English and very kind of calm, artistic way. Right. There's no yelling or screaming. Mm. There's just, you know, George Harrison literally gets up and goes, okay, so I'll be leaving the band. That's how he says it and walks out. Says, see you guys.
Yeah, because we had Spidey on yesterday, and we were asking. It's never seen before footage.
Yeah, 8 hours the whole doco is. So it's them rehearsing. There's a lot of them rehearsing and working out how they want to craft songs.
Yep.
So for those with a short attention span, probably not for you. Gibbo, have you got a fun fact?
Yeah, I do. I got the tap on the shoulder earlier in the week because I keep talking about Morts, so we'll not mention it today. But my fun fact for this Thursday is Justin Langer, in his first test, in his first ball, got hit on the helmet by Ian Bishop in the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And in his 100th test, he got hit on the head by Mackay Nantini in his first ball.
Mm. Wow.
There you go.
Almost serendipitous in a violent way.
What do you got, Brooksy?
I thought I'd go down the cheese angle because of Brandon Smith.
Yeah. Smithy.
So cheese production around the world is more than... And combining all these different areas, coffee, tobacco, tea, and coca beans combined.
Combined?
Yes. The dairy cheese industry is bigger than coffee, tobacco, tea, and cocoa beans.
That is surprising. That's a fun fact.
I get tobacco might be falling off a cliff.
No, it's not. It's not falling off a cliff.
It's not. With vapes coming in? You sure?
Mate, maybe in Australia, but in other countries, in Indo.
It's taken off.
I love it.
Anyway. Another cheese one if you want.
Yeah. Go for it.
Which fast food outlet uses the most cheese around the globe?
Macca's.
Pizza Hut.
Bingo. Pizza Hut. 300 million pounds annually.
Domino's.
Mostly on pizza.
Really?
Funny that.
And the crust. That was a bad go.
Did I see something yesterday that they've put out a new pizza, which is a pizza on top of a schnitzel? It's not like a pizza base. It's just a schnitty. So it's a pizza on top of a schnitty. Did I see that from Pizza Hut? I might have seen it from somewhere else. But
Parmigiana.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Do you have Pizza Hut near your joint?
No. Homemade ones.
I've got no Pizza Hut anywhere.
Yeah.
Anymore. Domino's are just...
Remember the all you can eat at Pizza Hut?
Yes.
It's just to fill up large on the ice cream machine at the end.
Well, that was like the Sizzler.
Yeah.
And the Sizzler came in and tried to do the same thing.
It'd probably not go down too well in a pandemic, would it?
Mm. Well, that was a salmonella scare that really stuffed them
Which
up.
One?
No, they only had the one.
But what was that?
You remember the bacon bits?
Yeah, the bacon bits. But what happened with the salmonella? Is that what shut it down?
Yeah. There was a salmonella scare. And they just, because blokes were coming in using their hands and whacking it all on. Remember the seafood sauce?
I used to do the bodgy nachos with the bolognese sauce and the corn chips. You know how it was all random? Yeah, you'd have the seafood sauce and the corn chips and the ice cream. And then there's kids just putting them all together.
Yeah.
But you'd make the bodgy nachos with the chili flakes and the cheese and the bolognese and the corn chips.
They were huge, Sizzler.
Mm. Mate, Drew's got the 100 from the Royal Albert at the moment. Or we're going to have some more.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll text through 0457 736 736. Fun fact Thursday.
Frothing fun fact